All right, this movie review is the movie Be Here Now, the Andy Whitfield story. It wasn't a movie, it was a documentary, and it chronicled the final days of Andy Whitfield's life. And he is the main star of Spartacus from, I don't know, the 2010 range, or about the time when Spartacus came out. And I was a huge fan of Spartacus. I believe it was a Stars program, but I was able to get it on Netflix DVD. And he was amazing in Spartacus. He was such a talented and built. He had built up his muscles for the series, and he was just really good actor, perfect for the part. And anyhow, what was tragic was this film was about his decline and ultimately his passing away from non-Hodgkin lymphoma. The film was very good. It was hard to watch if you've ever lost someone who had cancer. It was very, very difficult to watch. It showed his wife and his two precious kids and his battle going from doctor to doctor and treatments to treatments and his way and his philosophies. And you really were just pulling for him. Like, even though I know what happened, I was like, oh, please find a treatment that works. You know, you just want the outcome to be different. But it was very, very heart-wrenching. It was very good. And I would give it 5 stars. And I wanted to mention that I, as a fan of the show Spartacus, I would watch it. And what they did was they did a prequel for a full year without Andy on the, you know, acting. They did kind of a prequel, so they didn't need him in that season while he was getting his treatment. And then after that year expired, Andy didn't have a clean bill of health, so he couldn't come back. So they had got a replacement actor who looked a lot like him. I believe it was Liam McIntyre. I was just looking on IMDb, who played the replacement Spartacus. And he did a fantastic job of filling in the shoes. Of course, we would have much rather have had Andy complete the series. And it was very unfortunate what happened. But Be Here Now was a very, very good documentary. And it was heart-wrenching. And it's hard to get through without, cutting some onions, so to speak, but and believe me, I did. It was hard to watch, but I do highly recommend it and give it 5 stars.